Blog Talk Radio. Israel.
saying unto them, verse 24, Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26, and Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Yahweh has blessed us, and I just want to share today on another Shabbat some health tips that we all need in these trying times, stressful times. I'm going to read from an article entitled Banish Infections with These Five Powerful All-Natural Antibiotics. And we need antibiotics to fight these pestilences that are running around, running rampant, man-made. So I'll begin. Since the discovery of antibiotics in the 1920s and the development of new products through the 1980s, it has become much harder for scientists to find new and effective antimicrobial products. This combined with the growing problem of resistance development in the pathogens that make us sick has created a major problem, especially for Israel. Historically, humans use natural resources to combat bacterial infections, and these natural antibiotics are re-emerging as a viable solution to antibiotic-resistant bugs that can't be killed with pharmaceuticals. The first one I want to read about is a oil called oregano oil. Oregano oil is one of the most powerful antibacterial essential oils because it contains carvacrol and thymol, two antibacterial and antifungal compounds. In fact, research shows oregano oil is effective against many clinical strains of bacteria, including E. coli and Pseudomonas, I'm going to spell this word, A-E-R-U-G-I-N-O-S-A. It looks like Aragusina. So oregano oil is a very powerful antibacterial essential oil. The next one is Manuka honey. Manuka honey is one of nature's richest antimicrobial sources, and it has recently received even more attention because of its potential antibacterial activity. Okay. Manuka honey can be used to prevent the growth of bacteria in wounds, mucosal surfaces, and implanted devices. The next one, garlic. Garlic, chemical compounds in garlic, including allicin, have been proven to display antimicrobial activity and work to kill pathogens that are responsible for both common and rare infections. Garlic has been used for centuries to combat infectious diseases, and its antibacterial effects were first described in the mid-1800s. So, family, that's just a few things that we have access to. We can use on our bodies and in our bodies to keep a balance to ward off these infections, and at a fraction of the cost for what you would pay going to Walgreens or some CVS to get some meds prescribed by the doctor. So keep those things in mind, and there's many, many more, and I'm hoping that Yahweh will allow me to share, and just keep coming back. So on another Shabbat, be blessed, beloved, beautiful Israel, and praise the righteous name of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. right now.
Excellent. All right, that was excellent. That's Sister DT Israel, Steve Rice. She brings the commentary. Many times we on the network, she will be on the network giving some commentary pertaining to whatever Yahweh have put on her. Might range from whatever he put on her. You want to hear it, no doubt about it. Got the spirit of Yahweh on. All right, excellent on your part there, Sister DT Israel. We'll leave it like that, and we're going now and get into the class. It's already in session. And Yahweh be with you all. Enjoy your bottom part of the Sabbath day. We live at count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. What do you read? Make that 9:24, my fault, mother. Okay, you were 9:24. My fault.
Of your mind, verse 24.
For Yahweh the Son is not entered into the righteous place.
For Yahweh the Son is not entered into the righteous place made with
hands. So he said he didn't enter into that tabernacle that Moses and them or Solomon constructed that was made with hands. But where is he at, mother?
Which are the giver of the truth, but unto heaven itself now.
Mm-hmm.
He is here in the presence of Yahweh the Father for us.
So he is in the presence of Yahweh the Father. To appear in the presence of Yahweh the Father for who? For us.
For Israel.
But he is the one that is the advocate. He is the one that appearing the presence of Yahweh the Father on our behalf, right? Let's run back to that 1 John chapter 2. Let's peek at that verse number 1 again, mother. Let me see if I can run down another hit concerning the matter while we are peeping at it, mother. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1.
1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
My little children, these things write I unto you.
Mm-hmm.
If you sin not.
Uh-huh.
And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
So he said if any man or woman sin, right? We have an advocate. That means like somebody to speak on our behalf, right?
Right.
We have somebody to go to the Father and ask for a second opportunity, an intercessor, in other words. We have an intercessor. And according to what we can read, Yahweh the Son is entered into the heavens to, in the presence of Yahweh the Father, to appear in the presence of Yahweh the Father for us, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read on, Mother E.
With the Father, Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
the righteous,
the chief. Yes, ma'am.
And he is the perpetuation.
The perpetuation
for our sins.
That means that he is the one that paid the price for our transgressions, right? Mm-hmm. Let's read that in the book of Isaiah 53. Mother, I know we're holding a few things, but to Isaiah 53 right quick, and we come back and try to pick up these markers right quick and move on down the road. So we have an advocate with Yahweh the Father, and it said that he is a propitiation for our sins. Let's look at Isaiah 53, and let's pick it up at verse number 5, 6, and 7, Mother E. Israel and C. Roy. Isaiah 53, verse number 5, 6, and verse number 7. Mother Israel.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, 6, 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
For
So he was wounded for our transgression, our sin. Go ahead.
He was wounded for our iniquity.
Go ahead.
The chastisement of our peace was up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And with his side, we are healed.
Verse number six. Yes, ma'am.
All we lack sheep have gone astray.
So he said, we just like sheep, right? Soon as the shepherd turns his back, we go astray, right? All we like sheep have gone astray. Go ahead.
Have gone.
Verse 6.
We have turned everyone his own way.
Go ahead.
And the Yahweh has laid on him the sin of us all.
Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Go ahead.
He was oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was afflicted.
So this guy was oppressed. And he was afflicted. Go ahead.
Then he opened not his mouth.
Go ahead.
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And as a sheep before her shepherd. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, So he opened not his mouth.
So he played his role to the T, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can read a little bit of that. Those facts, mother, in the book of St. John. Let's see if we can pull it out of St. John. Make that Matthew's. Let's go and grab him in Matthew's. Mother Israel of Seroy. Let's see when he was in the presence of Pilate. Let's see how he dealt with the situation. In the book of Matthew, chapter 27, Mother Israel of Seroy, let's see if we can get a close-up of how he dealt with the circumstances and situation. Let's pick it up at verse number 15. And let's read down to verse number 22. The book of Matthew 27:15-22, Mother E. Israel, C. Roy.
The book of Matthew, chapter 27:15-22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Now at that feast, the government was formed to release unto the people the trip whom they would. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And They had been a notable prisoner.
So they had somebody that was on record, right? They had a criminal record called Barabbas, right?
Right.
Verse 17. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them,
what did he say?
Who will you that I release unto you?
Mm-hmm.
Barabbas or thou brightest son, which is called Christ.
Which is called the anointed.
Which is called Christ the anointed.
Christ, polluted word for anointed. Verse number 18. Yes, ma'am.
But he knows that what ended they had delivered him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
When he was set down on the judgment seat.
What happened?
His wife said unto him,
saying what?
Have thou nothing to do with that just thing?
So his wife gave him Yaquan used his wife to give him a message, right?
Right.
They have nothing to do with that just man. Come on, boy.
For I have suffered many things this day in a thing because of you.
Verse 20.
But the chief priests and the elders
persuaded
the multitude that they should ask Barabbas
and do what?
Verse
21.
Mm-hmm. The governor answered and said unto them,
What did he say?
Whether
of the twine.
They said,
Barak. They said, Barak. Verse 22. Mm-hmm.
I said unto them, what shall I do then? So shall one come, which is called Christ.
Which is called the anointed.
Which is called the anointed. They all say unto him.
What they say?
Let him be crucified.
They said, let him be crucified. Drop down to verse number. I don't see what I want. So we go back to First Judge. We leave that alone right there, Mother. Let's run back to that First Judge chapter 2. Let's pull ourselves out of the mud here right quick. First Judge chapter 2. Mother Israel, see royal. Let's think about verse 2 through 6. First Judge 2, 2 through 6. Mother Israel, see royal. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And he is his
propitiation.
Propitiation for our sins.
He said, he is the propitiation for our sins. But let's see if we can clarify that a little bit more, Mother E. Say, he is the propitiation for our sins. But let's run to Romans right quick. Book of Romans. And let's see if we can clarify that just a little bit more. Romans chapter, what I want over here, Romans chapter 3. And let's begin at verse number 23 through 25. Okay, Romans chapter 3, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy, verse 23 through 25. So you say he is the propitiation for our sins. But let's clarify that, because you know, the Christian doctrine of the day said that all we had to do is ask him for forgiveness. You know, like he said, how many times did he forgive us? 7 times 77 or whatever the case. 7 times 70. So he said, that's all we got to do is ask for some forgiveness, right? But let's see if we can clarify that, because they roll with that and keep going down the road they own. Let's look at Romans 3. 23 through 25, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy.
Chapter 3, verse 23 through 25.
Mm-hmm.
For all have sinned and come short of the greatness of Yahweh.
Now we just go along with that. All have sinned, right? Come short of the greatness of Yahweh. Verse 24.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
He is justified freely by his covenant.
By his mercy.
By his mercy.
Through what?
Through the redemption that is in Yahweh the Son.
So this redemption came through Yahweh the Son. And we read that he came to redeem those that were under the Torah instructions, right? Verse number 25, what did he say?
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh has set forth to be a
propitiation.
Propitiation through faith in the covenant
and his blood. Mm-hmm. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed through his forbearer of Yahweh. So he came to take care of those sins that was what? Past, right? Now, if you are... You done got a pass on that. Now you understand what the word of Yahweh say concerning the matter, Mother. Now let's see what happens at that point. Because he is the propitiation for our sins. But the sins that are past, right? Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Mother Israel of C.E. Royal. Book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Let's pick it up at verse number 26. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Let's read to 31. The book of Hebrews, the word of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 26 to 31. Mother Israel of C. Roger.
Hebrews chapter
10,
verse 26.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Now he said, if you sin willfully, what about it?
After that, we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Now you know that the Sabbath day is the seventh day. So if you pollute Yahuwah 7 days and that blood is on your hand, right? So now if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, what about it?
There remain no more sacrifice of sin.
So he said there remain no more, hold on, there remain no more sacrifice of sin.
For sin.
For sin, come on.
Verse
27. Mm-hmm.
But the son looks for judgment. And spirit indignation,
which
is divine,
the Verse 28. Yes, ma'am.
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy.
He said, he or she that despised the first five books upon the Moses, they died without mercy, go ahead. And they act what?
Under two or three witnesses.
Verse 29, come on. Uh-huh.
Of how much soul punishment the foes Perfected. Hereby know we that we are in
him. Uh-huh.
Verse 6. He Ogden himself also lost, even as he lost.
They say if you say you abide in him, you should walk as he walked. And let's see if we can pinpoint how he walked in 2 John 1:6, mother. How did he walk in 2 John chapter 1, verse number 6? Yes, ma'am. 2 John 1, verse 6. How did he walk? How do we need to walk, Mother E. Israel? 2 John 1, verse 6. 2 John 1, verse number 6.
This is love, that we walk after the total instruction. This is the total instruction that as we have heard from the beginning, we should walk in it.
So he said we must walk in the after the Torah instructions of Yahweh. That's how we must walk. Let's go back to that Romans chapter 8. Let's get back to that Romans chapter 8, mother. We read verse 9, right? Drop down to 12 to 17. Romans 8, 12 to 17, mother E. Israel of C. Roy.
Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are desperate not to the flesh to live after the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. But if you live after the flesh.
So if you live according to what this world got going on, what about it?
You shall die.
He said, you shall die, but.
But if you do the spirit.
Verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh.
So he says, many that are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of the Most High Yahweh. Verse 15. Mm-hmm.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Mm-hmm.
But you have received the spirit of adoption.
So you have received the spirit of adoption? Go ahead.
Whereby we cry, Abba, our Father.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Come on.
Verse
16. Mm-hmm.
The Spirit
itself bears witness with our
spirit.
Uh-huh.
That we are the
family
of Yahweh.
So he said the Spirit of Yahweh, right? It will bear witness with our spirit. And we are the sons and daughters of the Most High Yahweh. Come on.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And their children then have of Yahweh, and John has with Yahweh the Son, and so
he
that we trust with him, that we may be also glorified, honored together.
He said that, and if we be the children of Yahweh, then we are heirs, right? Heirs of Yahweh, the Father, and joint heirs with Yahweh the Son. So now we got something to work with here, Mother E. He said you become a joint heir of Yahweh the Son. So let's see if we can pinpoint. First of all, what do it mean to be an heir? Right to Genesis 15, Mother E, 1 through 4. What is the biblical definition of being an heir? Genesis 15, 1 through 4. Mother E. Israel of C. Reuters. Genesis 15. number 1 through 4. Mother
Israel,
see you right.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
After these things, the word of the Yahweh come unto Abram, and they did.
Let's go back and read that in Galatians chapter 4. One more time, Mother Israel. Look at Galatians chapter 4. Let's pick it up at verse number 4 through 7. Galatians 4, 4 through 7. Let's follow this train of thought. And let's see where it leads us to, Mother Israel. Verse 4 through 7. Let's follow this train of thought and let's see where it leads us to. Because we have found out that in order to be an heir, you got to come through that particular bloodline, right? And all Israel was reckoned by genealogy. And they have to come through the bloodline of the fathers, right? You can't become an heir and talk about my mother this and my mother that, right? You got to be a bloodline relationship to your father. Let's come back to Galatians 4, 4 through 7. Mother E. Israel of C. Royal.
This is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
But when the fullness of the time was come.
So when it was time, when the fullness of time was come, what happened?
That was sent forth his son,
mm-hmm.
made of a woman,
uh-huh.
and made under the golden trust.
Now, I know we get all tied down with that phrase there, right? You say it was made of a woman, right? And we run here and run there in our mind. What is he trying to get us to understand, Muddy? What is he trying to get us to understand now? He say he was made of a woman. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's see if we can follow that. Jeremiah chapter 6, I believe I'm looking for. Jeremiah chapter 6. Mother E. Israel of C. E. Royal. Verse number 2. Jeremiah 6. Verse number 2. Jeremiah chapter 6. Verse number 2. Mother E. Israel of C. E. Royal. He was made of a woman. Let's see if we can pull it out, Mother E. What woman was he made of? Jeremiah 2. Verse number 6. Jeremiah 6. Verse number 2.
Jeremiah 6, verse
2. Mm-hmm.
I have likened the daughter of
Yahdah
Judah to a common and delicate woman.
So he said, I have likened the daughter of Yahdah Judah, right, to a delicate and comely woman. For the revelation right quick. Mother Israel of C.E. Royal. Revelation chapter 12. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Look at Revelation chapter 12, Mother E. Israel of C. E. Royal. Let's see that verse number 1. Let's see if we can get a type of witness. So I'm liking the daughters of Yahdah Judah, right? To a delicate and comely woman. Revelation 12, verse number 1. Mm-hmm.
Revelation 12, verse
1. Uh-huh.
And there appeared a great one in heaven,
mm-hmm.
a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet.
So you say, I saw a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Clothed with the sun and moon under her feet and what? And upon what?
And upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
So we know that this is pointing to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? So this woman is the nation of Israel, right? What happened with this woman in verse number 5, Mother E?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought forth a man child.
Good.
Who was to rule all nations with the rod of hand. And her child was called up unto Yahweh the Father and to his son.
Now we got all kinds of good tidbits up here to work with, Mother E. If we want to do some precepting now, we can go all kind of different routes here. The first thing, she brought forth a man-child, right? And this man-child was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, right? And her child was called up unto Yahweh the Father and to his throne. So which way you want to go with this, Mother E? Which way you want to precept it? Do you want to deal with the bad time. He wanted to deal with, he was called up to Yahweh the Father and to his throne. Which one you want to deal with here, Malik? We can go any way you want to go with it.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You want to deal with the man child, huh? And she brought forth a man child. Let's see if we can pinpoint this man child. Let's write to the book Luke. Let's deal with him in Luke. Let's see if we can pull out this man child, right? Write to the book of Luke. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. The book of Luke, chapter 2. The book of Luke, chapter 2. Let's think about verse number 25. Book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25 to 34. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. Let's see if we can pinpoint this man child. Luke, chapter 2. 25 to 34. Mother E. Israel and C. E. Roy.
Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 2, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
And behold, there was a man in Yonder Judah's son's name. His name was Simeon.
Uh-huh.
And the same man was just and devout.
So the same man was just and devout. So he was a devoted man. Go ahead, waiting for what?
Waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the righteous spirit was upon him.
Verse 26. Yes, ma'am.
And it was revealed unto him by the righteous spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the
Yahweh
the Son.
Yahweh the Son. Yahweh the Anointed.
Verse 27.
Go ahead.
And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when he had brought in the child, Yahweh the Son, he drew for him after the custom of the
Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Verse 28.
What happened?
Then took he him up in his arms.
Uh-huh.
And blessed
Yahweh
and said,
what did he say, Marie? Verse 29. Yahweh, come on.
Yahweh, now, let the servant depart in peace. According to
thy word. Go ahead. For what?
Verse 30. For my eyes have seen thy salvation.
He said, look here. My eyes have seen your salvation, right? Verse 31. Come on, Molly. Uh-huh.
Which I have prepared before the faith of all people.
Verse 32. What about it, Molly?
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
A light
the Gentiles. Go ahead.
And the glory of the people, Israel.
And the greatness, the honor of your people, Israel, right? Verse 33, come on. Mm-hmm.
And Joseph and his mother
had
those things, which was spoken of
me. So Joseph and Mary, they was in a wonder, huh? I said, well, what you talking about up in here, right? Verse 34, come on. Uh-huh.
And Simeon left him and said unto Mary.
What did he say?
Behold, this child is set for thee, fall and rise again a minute in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against.
So he said, look here. This the one, right? This is the man child, ain't that right? That was to come forth through that woman, right? And he was called up to the Yahweh throne, right? So let's see if we can deal with that issue. Let's run to Acts chapter 1. Let's grab him in Acts chapter 1, Mother Israel. He was called up. Let's see if we can get him in motion. Let's see if we can get him being called up, Mother Israel, in Acts chapter 1. And let's look at verse, let's pick it up at verse number, where should we start? Verse number, let's start it in verse number 8 through 12. The book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 8 through 12. Mother Israel of Seeing Royal. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8 through 12. Mother Israel of Seeing Royal.
Chapter 1, verse 8 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
8. Yes, ma'am.
But you shall receive power after that the righteous spirit has come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall be witnesses unto me.
Go ahead.
Both in Yahdai Judah's southern kingdom.
In Yahdai Judah's southern kingdom, where?
And in Yahdai Judah's and in Samaria, in the northern kingdom. And unto the utmost part of the earth.
So now he on record saying to the his followers, right? You're going to be witnesses of me to Yahdai Judah, right? And to Samaria, which is representative of the northern 10 tribes of Israel, right? So the only two places he gave them to go to were Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, and Samaria, representative of northern kingdom. Verse number 9, come on. Mm-hmm.
And when he had spoken these things, 5 days in hell, he was taken up.
Go ahead.
He was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And while they looked steadfast toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by him, and a white appeared.
And white apparel, white clothing, verse 11, it said what?
Which also said, you men of Galilee.
You men of Galilee. Go ahead.
Why stand you gazing up into heaven?
Mm-hmm.
This same Yahweh the Son, which is taken up from you into heaven.
So the same Yahweh the Son was taken up, right, into heaven, shall do what?
The soul cause in like manner. As you have seen him go into heaven.
Verse number 12.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Every third day unto you, thou shalt do this, the southern kingdom, on the mount called
Olive,
which is from Jerusalem, and a Sabbath day done.
So he said the one that was taken up was Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
Hold that point up. I think Mother Z is out here. We found out, Mother E, right? That the one was called up was Yahweh the Son, right? Let's go back to that Galatians chapter 4. So we get a whole lot of good tidbits out of that Galatians 4, right? Let's see if we can run this thing on in now, Mother. Galatians chapter 4, pick it up at 4 through 7. Look at Galatians 4. Verse number 4 through 7, Mother E. Israel of Seeing Royal. Mm-hmm. Galatians 4, 4 through 7 of the Israel of Sea Royal.
8 through chapter 4. Chapter 4 through 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
But when the fullness of the time was come.
Yes, ma'am.
That was the fourth stone, made of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Made under the golden structure.
So we find out this ain't just no, he ain't talking about just no female woman, right? He talking about the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. That's what we found out, right, mother? Go ahead, read up.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to redeem those that were under the Torah structures, right? First five books of Moses. And who is that? Who was up under the first five books of Moses that we can read about? Who was up under the first five books of Moses that we can read about? Who was put up under the first five books of Moses that we can read about, Mother Israel? Let's see if we can pull him out in the book of Deuteronomy right quick. Run to the book of Deuteronomy, Mother Israel of Sea Royal. Deuteronomy chapter 5. See if we can grab him in Deuteronomy chapter 5, Mother E. Israel of Sea Royal. And let's pick it up at Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let's look at 27 through 29 and verse 32. Deuteronomy chapter 5, 27 through 29 and verse 32. Mother E. Israel of Sea Royal. Mm-hmm. Who was up under the Torah structures of Yahweh?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 27 to 29 to verse 32.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Go thy near and hear all that Yahweh, our Yahweh, just say. And speak thou unto us all that Yahweh, our Yahweh, just speak unto you. And we
were
here and do
here. Verse
number 1.
Verse 1? Yes, ma'am. Let's see if we can get a name right quick. Verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1.
Let's put a name on the table.
And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes of judgment. Which I speak in your ear this day, that you may learn them and
do. So the one that Moses is speaking to is O Israel, right? And what did O Israel say in verse 27 through 29? Deuteronomy 5, verse 27. What do you read?
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Go thy near and hear all Yahweh, our Yahweh, just say.
Mm-hmm.
And speak thou unto us all that Yahweh, our Yahweh, just speak unto thee. And we will hear it and do it.
So we got Israel speaking to Moses, right? And they say everything that Yahweh say, we gonna hear it and we gonna do it. Verse 28, come on.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh heard the voice of your word.
Go ahead.
And you speak unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said unto me.
What did he say?
I have heard
your voice, go ahead.
I have heard the voice of your word, of that people.
Of this people, come on.
Of this people, which they have spoken unto thee, they have well said all that they have spoken.
He said, now they are well said, all that they have spoken. So, Mother Zeke, you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's see what they came out of their mouth here, Mother Zeke. Because Yahweh said they have well said what they have spoken, right? So what came out of their mouth here, Mother Z, Israel or C. Roy? Front to the book of Exodus chapter 19, verse number 8. Exodus 19, verse 8. What did they say, Mother Z, Israel or C. Roy? Exodus 19, verse number 8.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people answered and say,
what they say?
All that Yahweh has spoken.
I'm glad to be with you, brother. See Israel. See, right?
Yahweh, bless you,
brother.
Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Hold on, Moses. Pick that up back from the top. I gotta get that in my hearing here. Exodus 19, verse 8. What did they say? Because Yahweh say they have well said all that they have spoken. So what did they say that Yahweh agreed with Mother Z?
Exodus chapter 19, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. Verse number 8.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh had spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh.
So Moses told the people what Yahweh requirements were, right?
Right.
And they say, hey, we can roll with that, right? Yes. All that Yahweh has said, we will do and be obedient. And that's the way they put it.
Right.
But Yahweh said in Deuteronomy 5:28, what did he say, Mother E? Deuteronomy 5:28-29, verse 32. But the Yahweh respond by what these Israelites said here.
Deuteronomy 5:28-32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh heard the voice of your word.
He said, Yahweh heard what you said there. Come out.
When you speak unto me.
He said, when you were telling me all that good stuff, go ahead.
And Yahweh said unto me.
What did he say?
I have heard the voice of thy word.
Go ahead.
They have spoken unto me.
Mm-hmm.
They have well said all that they have spoken.
He said, they have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29, come on. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that there were such a mind in them,
mm-hmm,
that they would fear me.
Go ahead.
And keep all my children's stuff always.
Go ahead.
That it might be well with them and with their children forever.
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm. You shall observe to do therefore all these.
You shall observe to do therefore
as Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left.
He said, look here. You gotta walk this thing. How you gotta walk this thing, Mother Z? He said, you can't turn to the right hand or the left. So how we gotta walk this thing, Mother Z, Israel? The book of Matthew chapter 7. Think of that verse number 13, 14. Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. Mother Z, Israel, or C, Roy. How we gotta walk this thing? We can't turn to the right hand or the left, right?
Right.
So how we gotta operate in our Yahweh, Mother Z, Israel, or C. Roy? How do we operate in Yahweh?
Matthew chapter 7,
mm-hmm,
verse 14 and 18.
Yes, ma'am. 13 and 14.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
He said you gotta come into this thing half. You gotta come straight. Ain't no side tracking with Yahweh. You gotta come through this thing straight. Come on.
Well, wide is the gate,
mm-hmm.
and broad is the way.
Go ahead.
They that lead it to destruction.
He said, now broad is the way, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that lead it to destruction. Now, that Mother Z, that's some powerful words there. And what would lead us to destruction? Because he said it's wide and it's broad, right? So what is it that will lead us to destruction, Mother E. Israel? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. So let's see exactly what will lead us to destruction, Mother E. Israel. In the book of Proverbs 14, verse number 12. Proverbs 14. Verse number 12. What is it in particular that will lead us to destruction, Mother E? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
That is the way which sendeth right unto a man. But the men thereof are the way of death.
So he said there is a way, and it seemed right to man and woman, right? But the end result of it is what?
Yeah.
But the end result is death. Let's see if we can get a second witness. In the book of Proverbs 16, verse 25. The book of Proverbs 16, verse 25. Mother E. Israel, the seed royal.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse
25. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. Yes, ma'am.
That is a way that
seems
right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death.
He said, but there is a way, and it seems right to man and woman, right? But the end is death. Matthew 7. 13 and 14, Mother Z. Israel, the seed royal.
Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
So you say you got to come in at the straight gate. Go ahead.
Straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And many shall be which go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life.
Mm-hmm.
And few there be that find it.
So he said, straight is the gate, right?
Right.
Narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And few that be that find it. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Let's follow up with that thought, Mother E. Israel. Let's see if we can make it a little bit clearer. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30. Let's look at verse 20 and 21. Let's see if we can make it just a little bit plainer. Because he said, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few that be that find it. See, we make that just a little plainer in Isaiah 30. Mother E. Israel, a seed royal, verse number 20 and 21.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
And those who Yahweh gives you the bread of adversity.
So Yahweh give you the bread of adversity. Go ahead.
And the water of affliction.
Mm-hmm.
This shall not teach us to remove into corners anymore.
Go ahead.
But thine eyes shall see after.
Go ahead.
Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
And thy ear
And your ear gonna hear what?
A word.
Your ear gonna hear a word. Go ahead.
Behind you.
Say what?
Say, this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
Walk you in here. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
So your ear is gonna hear something, right? And they're gonna say, this is the way. When you hear a word, right? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10, Mother of the Israel, see you right. Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, Mother of the Israel, see you right. Verse number 10. Deuteronomy 30, verse number 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you should hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh,
their Yahweh, uh-huh,
to keep his Torah instructions.
So he said you got to hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions, right?
Right.
Go ahead. Where are they at?
And his statutes,
uh-huh,
which are written in this book.
So the way is written, right?
Right.
And it's written in this book, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read on.
For the Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn unto the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Go ahead.
With all their mind.
With all your mind and what?
And with all your soul. And
with all your strength. So he said you got to turn to Yahweh with all your mind and with all your strength. And you got to put your back foot forward, right? The book of Galatians. Now, we ain't covered all that, Mother Eve, just to get back to Galatians chapter 4. We found out that the one that was given the instructions of the Most High was, let's see if we can make it a little bit clear in the book of Baruch. Mother Israel of Seroy, Baruch chapter 3. Let's look at 36 and 37. Book of Baruch chapter 3, verse 36 and 37. Book of Baruch chapter 3, verse 36 and 37. Mother Israel, see you, Lord.
Book of Baruch chapter
3,
verse 36 and
37. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Book of Baruch, chapter 3, 36 and 37.
Baruch, chapter 3, verse 36 and verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
36. Yes, ma'am.
We have found all the ways of knowledge.
So he said he found out all the ways of knowledge and did what?
And has given it unto Israel, his
servant. So he gave it to who?
Israel, his servant.
Now, this doesn't make it plain as can be, right? He gave it to Israel, his servant. Go ahead.
And to Israel, his beloved.
Go ahead.
Himself.
What did he do afterwards?
And afterwards, he himself upon the earth.
Go ahead.
And
he came and had a conversation with who?
What man
he came and had a conversation with? That we can read. Matthew 15:24, Mother Z. Who did he come to communicate with?
Matthew 15:24.
Who did he come and communicate with? Let's hear it out of his own mouth.
Matthew 15:24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family house of Israel.
So we got to emphasize that. I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel, right? So when we get to St. John, Mother E, chapter 1, with all that good understanding, let's see how you deal with St. John 1, verse number 1 and 2, 9 through 12. Let's see how you deal with it. St. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, 9 through 12. Let's see how you deal with it, Mother, with all that good information. What we just heard him say out of his own mouth. Let's see if we can deal with it, Mother E. Israel of C. Royal. Let's see if Yahweh's word will be in our tongue or if we go to fold to what Esau this father got in our mind set. St. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, verse 9 to 12. How you going to deal with it, Mother E?
John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, verse 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
In the beginning was the Word, Yahweh the Son.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Word was with Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was Yahweh the Son.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with Yahweh the Father.
So this guy was in the what?
Beginning.
He ain't no second thought coming to Joseph and Mary now.
Right.
He was in the beginning. Ain't that what the book says? Verse number 9 to 12. What are we working with, Mother E?
Verse number 9.
Mm-hmm.
There was the true light, uh-huh, by the sun.
Well, be with you, Mother D of Israel, of the royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother. All right, now. Verse number 9. What are we working with?
The true light, the light of every man that cometh into the world.
So he said that was the true light. The light of every man that cometh into the world. Go ahead.
He,
Yahweh
the Son, was in the world.
Now, Mother, how you going to deal with that? Because we read that he was sent to the lost sheep of the family of Israel. Now, they done threw us off with this word world up in here. How are we going to deal with that?
Yeah.
How are we going to deal with that? He was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. How are we going to deal with that? How can we just make it plain as can be, Mother E? Because you know they're going to run with that, Mother E. They're going to say, look here, ain't I part of the world? And you're going to say, yeah, Esau, you part of the world. He said, why did he came to save me? That's what they're going to say, Mother E. But how are we going to deal with this word world? How are we going to deal with that? He was in the world. The world was made by him. And the world knew him not. How are we going to deal with that? We got to read some good stuff, buddy. Because we read that there's a way to seem it right to be in a woman. We don't want to get caught up in that what seem right. We want to be able to read so we know what's going on with this thing. Yeah. So how are we going to deal with that word world? How are we just going to make it plain as can be what Yahweh is really pointing to? Mother V. Israel. Where you at, Mother? You got something there you're working with? Let's run to 2 Timothy 2:15 right quick. Then we come back to you, Mother. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15.
Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Study to show yourself approved unto Yahweh.
Good.
A workman that needs not to be ashamed. Rightly. Rightly divided the word of truth.
And we gotta rightly divide the word of truth. And let's see how we pull it off, Mother Z, Israel, the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10. Isaiah 28, verse 10, Mother Z, Israel, of C.E. Roy. Isaiah 28, verse number 10. Because Isaiah 28, verse number 10, Mother Z, Israel, of C.E. Roy.
Isaiah. Temple, where the whether Yahdah Judah always resolved and in secret have I said nothing.
They look at how spake openly to the world. But it was where Yahdah Judah always resort, right? Let's run to Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. Let's run to the book of Acts, chapter 13, I believe, of people that. Make that Acts chapter 11, verse number 19. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy, Acts 11, verse number 19. Yes, ma'am. Persecution. None but to Yahdah Judah only, right? Mother E. Israel C. Roy, Acts chapter 21, verse number 20 and 21. Acts chapter 21, Mother E. Israel C. Roy, verse number 20 and 21. Yes, ma'am. Acts 20, verse 20 and 21. Mother E. Israel C. Roy.
Acts chapter 20, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
And how, verse 20. Acts chapter 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Acts chapter 21, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And when they heard it, they glorified
Yahweh. They gave honor to Yahweh and did what?
And said unto him.
What did they say?
You see it, brothers.
You see, brothers and sisters, what?
You see, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
How many thousands of Yahweh's Judas.
Go ahead.
Which believe, and they are all of the
Torah instruction. They all on fire for the Torah instruction. That's the way we got to be, right? We all got to be on fire with this Torah instruction. Verse 21. Come on. Anyway. What's that? What they working with, Mother E?
And they are informed of me.
They informed of you that you do what?
That you teach all the
Yahdah Judah. That you teach all Yahdah
Judah what? With you.
So you teach all Yahdah Judah that are among the Gentiles. So the world that Yahweh the Son is concerned about is Yahdah Judah. And up under Yahdah Judah is the 11 tribes. Ain't that right? St. John, first St. John chapter 1, 9 through 12. Mother E. Israel C. Roy. So we understand what world we're working with here. We got all kind of precepts to back up what we say, right? We not leading to our own understanding, right? St. John 1, 9 through 12, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Book of St. John, chapter 1, verse number 9 through 12, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Yes, ma'am.
St. John chapter 1, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
There was a true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
So there was a true light which lighteth every man and woman of Israel that cometh into the world. Verse number 10. him. Yes, ma'am.
He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world made, and the world was made by him.
And he made the world.
And the world knew him not.
And the world of Israel knew him not. Let's see if we can bag that up, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Royal. Go to Isaiah chapter 53. See if we can bag up that statement in Isaiah 53, verse number 1 through 4. Isaiah 53, verse 1 through 4. Let's see here, how they dealt with him when he showed up on the scene, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Royal. Isaiah 53, verse number 1 through 4. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Who has believed our report? And to whom
is
the arm of
Yahweh revealed? So Isaiah the seer, right off the bat, asked the question, right? Who believed this thing? Who really believed this thing, right? Yeah. Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
He has both on your community, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that he should desire.
He say, look here, when he show up, he ain't going to be rolling heavy in great apparel and chains of gold. He ain't gonna be able to look at him and tell that that's the one, right? Come on. Mm-hmm. He is what? So this guy is despised. And we see it in our very, in this generation, right? They quick to reject Yahweh the Son, right? Go ahead, read on. He's a man of sorrow. Come on. Go ahead. What you mean? We did what? And when he showed up, we turned our head, right? We hid our faces. Oh, no. Not him again, right? Come on, Mother dear. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. So we are kind of turned our back on our Redeemer, ain't that right? Let's run back to that Galatians. Let's see if we can get through this Galatians, Mother E. And we're going to be ready to give it up. Galatians chapter 4, let's see if we can follow this train of thought. Galatians 4, 4 through 7. Mother E. Israel, the C.E. Roy. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
But when the fullness of the time will come, Yahweh sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law.
So we found out that he came through the nation of Israel out of the tribe of Yahdah Judah. And we read in Jeremiah 6, verse number 2, that I have likened the daughters of Yahdah Judah to a delicate and comely woman. Ain't that what we read?
Right.
We can read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 14, that it is evident he came out of Yahdah Judah, right? And what did Yahdah Judah look like, Mother Z Israel? What was their appearance? When you take a picture of them, what would you see, Mother Z? We're going to pull out what Yahdah Judah looked like for us. What was their appearance? Jeremiah what? What was their appearance? Jeremiah. You say what? You say Jeremiah somewhere. What was their appearance? What did Yahshua Judah look like? What about, what you say, Mother? What about Jeremiah 14? What about that one? Jeremiah 14, verse 2. What did they look like, Mother Zeke? What did Yahshua Judah look like?
Jeremiah 14, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Jeremiah chapter
14,
verse
2. Yes, ma'am.
Verse
2. Uh-huh.
Yahshua Judah
is mourning. Yahshua Judah is mourning, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And the gates thereof linger.
And their leadership is to be questioned, right?
Right.
They linger. Go ahead.
They are black unto the ground, and the cry of
Yahshua Judah
is gone up.
So Yahshua Judah is black. And if you want to know what kind of black, go dig it in the ground, right, Brother Z?
Right.
That way you find out what Yahshua Judah, Southern Kingdom, look like. Galatians 4. Mother Israel, see you right. Verse number 4 through 7.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
So when the fullness of the time
will
come.
But when the fullness of time was come, go ahead.
Yahweh sent forth his son, made of a woman, made unto the law,
the Torah structures, go ahead.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
To redeem them that were under the law.
We found out who was under the law, right? We found out who was under the law.
Right.
Let's see if we can get one more precept on that, Mother D. of Israel, in the book of Isaiah right quick. Let me see if I can pull out one more precept. Who was up under the first five books of Moses? In the book of Isaiah. It's a statement over here that I would love to pull out if I just may. Is it Isaiah that I'm looking for? Let's get it in Psalms, Mother D.F. Israel. Psalm about 105, 107, somewhere in there. Let me see. It's a statement over here in Psalm 105, 107, which one I'm looking for? It's a statement in Psalm. I don't see it in neither one of them. We're looking for who gave this law to. The statement is Psalms. Make that 135, Mother D of Israel. It just done in my old nugget brain and mind. Psalms 135, I believe we're looking for here. Yes, yeah, Psalm 135, Mother D of Israel, C. Royal. 1-5. Psalm 135, 1-5, Mother D of Israel, C. Royal. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. For Yahweh chose Israel to himself. Go ahead. And he chose Israel for his special people, right? Special treasure. Mm-hmm.
For I know that Yahweh is great.
Uh-huh.
And that our Yahweh is above all of
Yahweh Yahuwah is the one. Is that right? He the one. And let me see if I can pull that statement out in Isaiah. I'm still looking for him. My Isaiah, I have me a good hit here in Isaiah and just can't pull it out. I just can't pull it out. Ain't that something else? So I'm going to leave that alone because I can't pull it out. Come back to that Galatians, Mother Israel. Galatians, chapter 4. Pick it up where we left off at. After all that, Mother, I finally found what I was looking for. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 8. Let's look at 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8 and 9. Mother Israel, C. Roy.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Eight,
yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8.
The Yahweh
sent a word.
Let's see verse number 9 say.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people shall know.
He's saying all the people shall know. Go ahead.
Even Ephraim.
Even who?
Ephraim.
Know the king, right?
Uh-huh. And the inhabitants of Samaria.
Go ahead.
The Lord is
giving them
faith in the pride and stop.
Stoutness.
Stoutness of mind.
So he said that even Ephraim gonna know. Ain't that right? Go back to that Galatians. Let's see if we can get through that Galatians right quick. Let's see if we can deal with this right quick, Mother, and we're going to be out. Galatians 4. Pick it up at verse number 5. Let's move on down the road here, Mother.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
That we might receive the adoption and become sons and daughters of Yahuwah, right? Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And because you are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the spirit of his son unto you, unto your mind, crying, Abel, Abba, our father.
Abba, father. Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, thus are no more a servant, but a son.
So we are sons, go ahead.
And if a son, then an heir of Yahuwah,
through
Yahuwah the
Son. So we become an heir of Yahuwah.
Yahuwah the Father, through Yahuwah the Son.
Through Yahuwah the Son. So we dealt with that word heir. Because all Israel were reckoned by genealogy, right? And let's write to the book of Romans, Mother Z Israel. Romans chapter 8. Let's look at 12 through 17. Romans chapter 8, 12 through 17. Mother Z Israel of C Royal.
8, 12 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 12 through 17.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, brother, sister,
We are debtors.
Debtors not to the flesh to will after the flesh.
So he said we are debtors, but not to this world, to live after this world, right? Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
But if he live after the flesh, he shall die.
He said, now if you want to roll with the world, you want to roll with mammoth, right? You go what? Let's write to Matthew chapter 6, Mother D of Israel of C. Roy. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Is that the one I want? Verse 24. Matthew 6, verse 24, Mother D of Israel of C. Roy. Yes, ma'am. Matthew 6, verse 24. Now he said, no man, no woman can serve two masters, right? Go ahead. Go ahead. You can't serve Yahweh and the world. Revelation. Mother Israel, the Theroy. Book of Revelation chapter 3, right quick. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 15. 15 to 16, Mother Israel, the Theroy. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 15 to 16. Mother Israel, the Theroy. So you can't serve Yahweh and the world at the same time, right? You're going to either roll with one or the other, right? Revelation 3, 15 to 16.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Now, Yahweh the Son say, look here. I know what you up to, right? You're neither hot or cold. Verse 16.
I would that
you were cold or hot. He said, look here. Get on one team or the other. Get on one side of this thing or the other. Go ahead.
16.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because I are no woman.
You're in the middle. I'm stuck in the middle. All right? Come on.
And neither cold nor hot.
What about it?
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Yahweh say, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So we can't serve the world and Yahweh. We either going love one and hate the other. Ain't that right? Romans chapter 8. Mother Israel, the seed one, verse number 15 through 17. Book of Romans 8, 15 through 17.
Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17.
Mm-hmm. Romans 8, verse 15 through 17.
You want all you want to
get down? Yes, ma'am.
I'm
trying to get through this thing.
Okay.
Romans 8, 15. We done been stuck on the 2 hours. That was it. Romans 8, 15 through 17. I'm trying to get through it.
Romans 8. Verse
15
through
17.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
But ye have not received the spirit of bondage against fear.
So he said you would not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. But what?
But ye have received the spirit of adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby we cry Abba Father.
We cry Abba Father. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children, family of Yahweh.
So the word of Yahweh will bear witness to our spirit, what we are aware of, right?
Right.
That we are the family of Yahweh. Now let's see if we can get an example. And let's see who all can identify with Isaiah chapter 42, Mother D of Israel. Let's see if we all can bear witness with the spirit of Yahweh in Isaiah 42. Let's pick it up at verse number 18. Let's read down to verse number 25. Isaiah 42, 18 to 25. Let's see if we can bear witness. My spirit bear witness with the word of Yahweh. Isaiah 42, 18 through 25. Mother G of Israel, the Seed Royal.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18 through
25. Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. See
deaf
and look, you blind, that you may see.
Good. Uh-huh.
Who is blind but my servant, who are deaf as my nephew?
Mm-hmm. verse number 20. Hold on, Mother Dip. He says, seeing many things, but you observe not. Now, I tell you, they tell you everything about the book, but they won't do one thing that the book say. Ain't that right? Now, we can identify with who that is, okay? Go ahead, open the eyes, open the ears. Go ahead, Mother Dear. Go ahead. Verse 22. So we got a people that been robbed and spoiled. We can identify with that, can't we? Yeah. Where they at, Mother Dear? Go ahead, read on. They are?
They are all of them snared in holes, and they are here in prison house.
So if we go to the prison house, we understand we can identify with that, can't we? So the spirit of Yahuwah bear witness with our spirit that we the people of the book. Ain't that right? Go ahead, read on. We can identify with that, can't we? We always, I mean, every time we step out of the door, we don't know what's going to go down. Ain't that right? They are for a prey. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, read on. Go ahead. Verse 24, come out. Who gave Israel for spoil? Go ahead. We've been robbed in more ways than one. We've been robbed of our silver and gold. We even been robbed of our mind. Ain't that right? They stole our mind.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Right?
Go ahead, Mother G.F. Israel. Go ahead. And we can identify with that, can't we? We can bear witness. Verse 25, come on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because our people, they walk up and down the street willy-nilly, right? Everything is groovy, ain't that way? They don't know what time it is, what's really going on. And we can identify with that. And on that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel of C. Roy, if I said, hallelujah, Aqua.
Hallelujah, Aqua. And Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right.
Look, which all your adversaries shall not be able to. Adversaries shall not be able to gainsay us nor resist.
Okay, so I'll give you a mouth of wisdom. Give you a mouth of wisdom. What wisdom starts with first? Before you get wisdom, you gotta have. Okay. Pick it up at Revelation 14, verse 9 and verse 10. In more focus. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and verse 10. Revelation 14, verse 9 and verse 10. Yeah, we read that already. Then you read 21. And you read 19 and you read 21. Yeah, get 20. Get 20 as well, too. Get 20 already. That's the 20. Yes, ma'am. Separated by in the vine. What's that vine again? Separated in the vine. Right there. In the vine. What's the vine here? What's the vine? Back to verse 1. They abide in the vine, right? They abide in the vine. Okay? It says that, okay, these branches. I remember seeing that before about these branches, too. About the graft and branches. About the graft and branches. That is red. You can pull me out. About to grab the breath. Look at that. Roman. It's
time
to get the finish. Roman 11. Roman 11. Where? All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Roman 11. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, Mother Dear of Israel, the royal. Romans chapter 11. Okay, pick up at verse 13 real quick. Romans chapter 11, verse 13.
Romans 11, verse 13. For I speak to you, Gentiles, in as much as I am.
So we know when they see the word Gentile, we know who it's really talking about.
Chapter 9.
got to pull that. Chapter 9, verse 1.
Yeah, read.
Acts 22,
faith unto your Father, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance from, inheritance.
You mean, let me get in there for a minute. You mean when you're walking in darkness, you got to be turned to the light, because that darkness, Yahweh will forgive you of what? What do you forgive you of? Sin. So when you're in darkness, you're in what? You're in sin. So you think about being in darkness, that's okay. No, you in sin by being in darkness. You in sin when you're in darkness.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, guess what you in sin then? Why you don't know? If you and I grow to ministry or something? So that was Paul was in when he asked Yahweh in that ninth chapter, who are you, Yahweh? Who are you? So he was in what? And he was in what? Sin. He was in sin by not knowing who Yahweh the Son was. He was in darkness. So he had to have some book put on him to get him out of that darkness. Because he was in sin. So here's the point. When somebody in darkness, they in sin. When they don't know, they in sin. I got to make a note of that, because I got to do a whole lot of preach up on that coming up next week. Go ahead. Talk about T. Israel.
All right. Let's go on out. First John chapter 3, verse 8. First John chapter 3, verse 8.
So darkness is sin. That's what it is.
First John chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8 and 4. He deceived and proved she as well. First John chapter 3, verse 8.
You know who?
Others say he are not the word of him, that has spoken,
that had a devil.
Words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?
No. No, he can't do it. No, he can't do it. Devil is not going to open your eyes up. That's why you in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They're going to tell you Sunday is the day of worship in the name of Lord God and Jesus. They're going to tell you you have a picture, a painting of Jesus Christ, white man, black man. The British can say have no graven image. But brothers walking around with a picture, they didn't see what he looked like. Now, where he posed at anywhere? They got a picture of him on every corner. This is what he looked like.
Yeah.
And he told you in Leviticus, no graven image. You don't paint no picture of him.
Yeah.
He told Moses, can no man see me my face, Moses, and live.
Yeah.
So how you got his face now? Big camp.
Yeah.
That don't work. He said, no graven image. So you ain't no picture of white man or black man nowhere. Let the Bible do all the talking.
Yes,
man. All right there, Brother D.
All right.
Okay. I'm all ears riding shotgun.
Yes, sir. I thought that coming from Isaiah.
Hey, pull that verse out for Tate about that no graven image in Leviticus. Pull that out, Brother Tate. Because the bottom line is, these camps got to understand one thing. You can't walk around with no picture of this is what he looked like. You just painted him black and then Esau painted him white. What do the word no mean?
Yeah.
What verse are you reading it out? No graven image.
Yes, man.
What are we going to read today? What are we going to read that no graven image? What do no mean? Brother, take that picture down and say, this is what he look like. What's he out of order? What verse are you reading that, Brother T? Let me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Just pull me out of that one. Y'all pull me out of that one in Leviticus. Where he said, no graven image. You go down on white man or black man, not painting. But he said, no. No graven image. Get me out there, Mother of Israel. I got nervous now. Somebody gotta
help
me out.
26 and 1.
What is it?
26
and 1. Here we go. Let's read that, Brother T.
Let's
see
when
you
hear
the word called no.
26 verse 1.
What is
it? You should make you no idols.
No idols.
No graven image.
No graven image.
Neither bring you up a standing image.
No standing image.
Neither should you set up any image of stone.
No image of stone
in your land.
Yeah.
So bow down unto it.
Yeah.
I am Yahweh.
I am who? I am who?
I am Yahweh.
What?
Your Yahweh.
Your Yahweh. So tell these camps, stop that. Take that picture down. And let the word speak for itself. You don't need no picture. Let the word speak for itself. No graven image. Huh?
Saying what it's saying.
That's right. It's saying what it's saying. You don't need, you ain't got to add or expound on anything.
Yeah.
It's saying what it's saying. No graven image. Take the picture down. Your word, or his word can take care of business. You ain't got to add no black man, white man, but you got the wrong name anyway, but you ain't got to do all that.
Yeah.
The word speak for itself. Let's do Bible. Come on, Brother King.
Alright, let me get a second witness on that. I was going to do Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
Israel 3, 3, and 4.
in him or her. Purify their self, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the Torah in front of him. For sin is the transgression of the Torah in front of him.
Sin is the breaking of the first five books. That's sin. Come on, Brother G.
Alright, I make no breaks and images, and then we give one more precept on that real quick. I'll go to Exodus 20. Exodus 20.
Call the name up.
Exodus 20. What is the F Israel? Exodus 20 chapter. Chapter 20, look at verse 1. Look at verse 1, all the way to verse 5.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake, all these words say, verse 2. I am Yahweh your Yahweh, which shall brought you out of the land of Israel abundance, out of the family abundance. Verse 3. Thou shalt have no other Yahweh before me.
Okay.
Verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Verse 5. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For your Yahweh, am a jealous Yahweh. This is the sin
iniquity, which is sin
of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate you.
So when you make a graven image and you do all that, what are you telling Yahweh? You what?
Sin.
And you hate him too.
Yeah.
And so now what's the precept about you hating Yahweh? What he got written on that? About you hating him in Proverbs.
Yeah.
What he got written there in 9:38 somewhere? What he got written now?
Yeah.
So now you hate him? Look at Yahweh said in his death. You know what you love when you hate me? Hey, he said, you know what you love when you hate me? What he got written on that, Brother T. Israel? What do you love when you hate me?
Alright,
so what do you love when you hate me? I don't care how you read. You read it nice. Well, you're too loud. Well, let's read real low. Let's read real low. When you hate some Yahweh and you sin against Yahweh, what do you love?
Proverbs 8:36. But he is he that sinned against me, wronged his own life.
Yeah.
All they that hate me of death.
They love what?
Yeah.
Say it real low.
Yeah.
Ain't that fast? And what's the price you're going to pay in 6:23 or wrong? What's the price of that you're going to pay again? You can go on and on when you precept your Bible.
Yeah.
You can go on. What's the price you're going to pay?
Romans 6:23. But the wages of sin is death.
The price you're going to pay is what?
Death.
The price you're going to pay is death. Go ahead.
But the gift of Yahweh is eternal life.
So when you get away from me, you got to change eternal life. But you hate me when you sin against me. When you love some death. And when you sin against Yahweh, that means you're breaking the order of what he got. Because you said in Leviticus 23, verse 3, what did he say there, Brother King Israel? What did he say in Leviticus 23, verse 3?
Leviticus 23, verse 3.
6 days
should work be done.
You got 6 days to do all your work.
Yeah. But on the seventh day.
But on the Sabbath day.
It's a Sabbath, it's a box of rest.
Rest.
A righteous gathering.
Well, what happened to the righteous gathering? What happened to the, I'm gonna be righteous on the computer. No, you sinned against Yahweh. He said a righteous gathering. Is that what a man saying?
Yeah.
That what a man saying. Now, precept that to Paul is back to the great big temple in the book of Hebrew, through the title called Hebrew, and see what he got written behind that. There's a price for that in 10:22 to 26, make it to 27. So it's a price to pay when you violate the rules and regulations that you can read.
Hebrews, do the word for Hebrews, 10th chapter, verse 22.
The 27. What does it say?
Let us draw near with a true mind.
What kind of mind?
True mind.
Very.
And full assurance of the covenant, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Yeah.
And our bodies washed with pure
water.
Yeah, 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our covenant with thee, without wavering.
Without what?
Without wavering.
Glory.
For he is righteous that promise. Verse 24. And let us consider one another.
Right.
To provoke unto love.
And what else?
And to good work.
What kind of work?
Good work.
Good work.
Verse 25. Not mistaken.
Hold that point. Oh, let me preach up a little bit of that real quick. Preach up that mother, Israel, go to Titus. Chapter 3, 8 and 14. He said, you gotta do what with that? What kind of work you say?
Good work.
Good work. Right. And mother, eat. Have me Romans, chapter 7, verse 12, waiting on me. Bible study class, bottom part of Saturday. Let's tie all this in. Come on, Mother E. Mother E. Who are you reading? What you reading? I forgot. What did I say?
Titus 3, 8 and 14.
Mother E. Israel, bring it. Come on now. Bring it. Titus. Chapter 3. Verse 8 and 14. They said, read that verse again, Leviticus 23, verse 3 again.
Leviticus 23, verse 3.
Back to
Leviticus 23, verse 3.
Listen to God.
6 days should work be done.
6 days of work to be done.
But the seventh day.
The Sabbath day.
Is the Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
Of rest.
Of rest.
A righteous gathering.
A righteous gathering. Not a hell-raising day. You meet on the Sabbath to have a righteous gathering, not to raise hell. Go ahead.
You should do no work therein.
No work.
It's the Sabbath of Yahweh.
It is Yahweh's Sabbath day. That day, if you got a hell-raising spirit, you're supposed to say, hey, Yahweh, help me with my unbelief. I'm going to have a hell-raising day on the Sabbath day. Come on, most see of Israel. Titus 3, 8 and 14.
Titus 3, verse 8.
What is it saying, verse 8?
This is a faithful saying.
And this is a faithful saying.
And these things I will that you affirm.
I want you to confirm this constantly.
That they that believe in Yahweh
might be careful and maintain good works.
That means you got to maintain some good works. It ain't no carryover thing. It ain't what you did yesterday. You got to maintain a good work till you die. Go ahead. This is good and probable for men and women to maintain good works. Not just do it and make a cameo. No, maintain a good work. Verse 14, Frank.
Verse 14, and let I will also learn to maintain good work.
Learn to maintain. You can't be all over the place. Like Brother Yadav say, hey, brother, you gotta be dependable. The only way you be dependable, you gotta maintain good work. You gotta maintain good work. We gotta count on you by following the Bible, maintaining good work.
Yeah,
then we can depend on you.
Yeah.
Maintain good work. And what is good work, Mother E?
Yeah.
What is good work, Mother E? Yeah, what's good work? Yeah. And Jeff? Oh. Torah instruction. First five books.
Right.
That's when you're doing good. Well, I'm doing good. How you doing? I'm all good. How you ain't going? What you mean you good? You ain't keeping no Torah instruction. You doing a Sirach 6 verse 2. What did it say that about thee? Right. You doing a Sirach 6 verse 2.
Sirach chapter 6 verse 2.
What did it say?
And so not yourself in the counsel of your own mind.
That's all you're doing, the counsel of your own mind. Go ahead.
That your life be not torn in pieces.
Go ahead.
As the fool straying along.
You see what happened? You straying along. You like a billionaire sheep that done left the herd, the fold. You're going to get up by straying along. He said have a righteous gathering. What did David do? 73:17, brother T. What did he do? What did he do?
Psalms 73:17.
Are you greater than David? What did he do?
Psalms 73:17. What did it say? Psalms 73:17. And so I went into the temple of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Then understood I therein.
So you got to get to one of the six locations, and then you'll find the will of Yahweh. You can't stray alone and say, well, I'm keeping the Sabbath day in my own mind. No, it don't work like that. It worked like he got it written. What's the price you're going to pay for a T? Come on back. Who were reading that tent? That was you, T? Who were reading that evil book? Who was it for?
Yeah, I got it there.
Yeah, come on back there and read it again.
All right. Hebrew, blue word for Hebrew, chapter 10.
22 and 27.
22
to 27. What
does it say? Let us draw near with a true mind.
True mind.
And full assurance.
Right.
Of the covenant.
Covenant.
Having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Yes.
And our bodies washed with pure water.
Go ahead.
23. Let us hold fast with a profession of our belief covenant without wavering.
Don't waver. Read.
For he is righteous that promised.
Promise.
24. Let us consider one to another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Good works. Keep the Torah instruction. First five books.
Yes. Not forsaking the assembly.
And you don't forsake the what?
The assembly.
The gathering of the children of Israel. That's why it tells you in Zephaniah 2:1, we ain't going to read. Gather yourself together, O nation not desired.
Yeah.
You can't do this thing on your own and get the reward of Yahweh. Then he told the seal, he right for nothing, David. So the pen is in vain, according to Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7.
Yes.
Gather yourself together,
yes,
O nation, not desire. Not doing your own thing, like a bull straying along. You'll be torn pieces in the mind. Because you're not following the order of the Bible. And the Bible is Yahweh's word. Read.
Of of ourselves together as a matter of some men.
Right.
But exhorting one another.
Not hell raising one another. Gather together and exhort one another.
Yeah. And so much the more as we see the day approaching.
Well, you know it's not getting close. Go ahead.
Verse 26.
What?
But if we sin willfully.
But if we sin willfully.
After that, if we have received the knowledge of the truth.
And you receive the knowledge of the truth for the six morning camps of us.
Of the true Israelite.
Go ahead, read.
There remaining no more sacrifice of sin.
You ain't got nothing coming for sin, but what you do got coming is what?
27.
What?
But a certain people looking for judgment.
What?
And fiery indignation.
The man gonna burn you in the fire when you're doing your own thing on this Sabbath day. That day belongs to Yahweh. He ordained that day in heaven. We read plenty of time in the book of Jubilee. The Sabbath day, you leave where you at and get among the six anointed camps. You get in where you been in at. Now you're doing the will of Yahweh. You don't lean on your own understanding. Well, I'm going to do mine on the internet. Then you're out of order. You might well be turning on your head out there at Joe Miles Lounge. Because you're out of order. You got to assemble and gather together.
Yeah.
Unless you're greater than David. David left that big old ponderosa he had and got to the temple. That's the same thing we're supposed to do. That is our example. Get to one of the six anointed camps with big ears, little mouth, and get in where you've been in at and do it one accord with one mind. And exhort one another. Not hell raise one another. Back to Brother T. Israel.
All right, all that talking out there.
And get what Yahweh is going to do, Mother T. of Israel. Now, if you do all that, 26 verse 3, what did it do for you in Isaiah? Now, if you follow the Bible, what will Yahweh do for you? Now, he said, look, if you follow everything you just got through here, now, what will he do for you in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah? What will he do for you? If you follow what he's saying, according to what's written, what will he do for you in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3.
Listen good.
That will keep him or her in perfect peace.
What kind of peace?
Perfect peace.
Go ahead.
Whose mind is stayed on you.
If your mind is on him, you won't be trying to set no trap up to call be a hell raiser. You won't set up no trap to be a hell raiser if your mind on Yahweh. You see that? That lets me know the devil in you. Because a hell raiser will always set a trap on the wrong day. That's the day you're supposed to put all that down and keep your mind on him. Is that right? So if your mind ain't on him, that means your mind on faith. By your actions, you know your fruit. Back to Brother T. Israel.
Then you get perfect peace, right? Look what it says in our Proverbs. How that get perfect peace, he also gets this to you too. Alright, we're going to Proverbs.
Yeah. But back up to Hebrews, I'll pull them out. He says in 6th chapter, don't let such thing reign in your body. Now pick it up around about verse 16 somewhere, or 11 somewhere. Give me Romans. Don't let this rule over you. Don't let this reign in your body. Romans chapter 6.
Romans 6.
Yeah, Romans 6. Look what it says. Tell you what not to let reign in your body. So don't let that take advantage of you. Kind of tip a trap on the Sabbath. Don't let that reign over you. What it say?
Romans chapter 6.
What verse we need? Don't let this reign in your body. Don't let this rule your body.
All right, verse 12. Romans 6, verse 12.
What does it say? 12 and 13.
12 and 13.
Get down to 16 through 17.
It Listen good. Romans chapter 6, verse 12.
What does it say?
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal
that
body.
That means rule. That means rule your mind. Your mind. Don't let sin take your mind away from Yahweh's word.
Read. Yeah. That you should obey it in the lust thereof.
And you will obey it in the lust thereof. Go ahead.
13.
What?
Hit again, ye, from the members that instrument.
Of what?
Of unrighteousness.
Of your what?
Of the sin.
Hey, read.
But yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto Yahweh.
You will have instruments of what?
Yahweh.
Righteousness of Yahweh. Righteousness of Yahweh. Get down to 16 and 17.
Read. 16 and 17.
What is faith?
Know you not?
Know you not?
To whom you yield yourself service?
If you, who you lend yourself service? If you lend yourself out to Satan, that who you serve? When you've been a hell raiser, you set up yourself to say,
read, this service,
pray.
You are to whom death or disobedience unto righteousness.
Pray.
Verse 17.
Pray.
For Yahweh be thanked.
Yahweh be thanked.
That you were the servant of sin.
Sin.
But ye have obeyed from the mind
that what?
The form of teaching that was delivered unto.
That's right. Through the teaching was written in this book, for the price you're going to pay is what?
Get down to verse 21.
What happened to you?
Verse 21.
Read.
What fruit have ye given in those things where was?
Go ahead.
But you're now ashamed.
Ain't you ashamed? Go ahead.
For the end of those things is death.
So the end of it what?
Death.
The end of it is death. You playing Russian roulette with the God all built all the way around. Anywhere it goes, you will be going to kill you.
Verse 23.
What?
For the ways of sin is death.
Read.
But the gift of Yahweh is eternal life.
Read verse 22 now. Tie it in. 22.
22.
What does it say?
But now being made free from sin.
You got to be free from breaking Yahweh's Torah instruction.
Read. And become servant to Yahweh.
And be servant to Yahweh.
Read. And have your fruit.
Of what?
Unto righteousness.
What kind of way?
Unto righteousness.
Go ahead.
And the end.
It's going to be what?
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Teach, but teach. Teach.
That's right.
Teach.
All right.
That's right. Pop the Bible, brother T. Israel. Pop the Bible.
All right. Good. Right. Thanks. All right. Okay, hold something. Anybody still holding up there now? What do you mean up there now?
I don't know the name, I'll keep rolling.
It's Brother Jeff Israel. Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 2.
Israel. Yeah, I'm just talking about it.